This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast from why-fish.com.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, got me a hook, fished that line right on that hook. Said you've been fishing all the time, I'm a-gonna fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish in you. Any fish bite, got good faith, here's a little something of a legendary. Any fish bite, got good faith, I'm a-gonna fish you. Yes, I'm gonna fish you, I'm a-gonna fish you too.
From the Absolute Net Radio Studios, here are your Why Fish Radio hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello once again and welcome to another episode of Why Fish Radio. I'm your host, Brad, and the other Brad got stuck at his day job this week, so I'll be going solo. But that's not going to last for long because I have a very special guest to join me today. But first of all, Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Absolute Net Radio, a subsidiary of Absolute Net Solutions. And I'd also like to thank our sponsors, Trophy Cat Adventures, owned by Ken Hollins. It's a trophy channel cat guide service here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And while I'm talking about Trophy Cat Adventures, I'd like to remind everybody to send me an email to tell me why you should win an all-days guided trip by Ken from Trophy Cat Adventures here on the Red River to catch some big channel cats. Just send me an email, contest@why-fish.com. This is week number 10 of Why Fish. Seems to be going good. We were interviewed for National Public Radio this past week. Seems like people are starting to catch on to the whole podcast thing and the whole fishing thing, so hopefully everybody out there in podcast land really enjoys it. But today, I have a special guest via the phone from Ohio. His name is Bill Puckett. He runs a website about catfishing called Big Cat Diaries. Bill, how are you?
Doing good.
Fabulous. So tell us a little bit about Big Cat Diaries. What do you guys do over on Big Cat Diaries?
Well, basically, we designed the site to really get the information out there about the three main trophy cat species being blue cats, channel cats, flatheads. We've really tried to jam it full with as much information as we can on each species to really really get the general public involved and informed about this absolutely terrific fish species that seems to be a little underrated, if you ask me.
Now, is your site geared toward people who really know what they're doing or people who are starting out or both?
Really both, because there's a lot of information on there for veteran anglers. We profile different fishing waters that maybe people didn't know about. We have people all over the United States that do kind of survey areas for us and fill us in on different regions of the United States and how the catfishing is doing there. And if you're just doing a search on catfishing, let's say on Google, for example, we're normally listed in the top 1 to 3 on the search engine. And if you're just wanting to learn about catfish, there's just a ton of information on there as to what to use and what you're fishing for, everything from gear to baits to where to look.
That's great. You mentioned something about getting reports from different regions in the United States, and most of my listeners now have established that we're up in the North Country, North Dakota, Minnesota area. Tell everybody about where you're from and where we're talking to you from today.
Well, I'm located in Eaton, Ohio, which is just a stone's throw away from Cincinnati, not too far from the Ohio River. So we have a lot of feeder rivers around here that run into the Ohio, and of course the Ohio River is famous for its catfishing. It's a huge river system. We have some real good mid-sized rivers around here that hold a good population of large channel cats and mostly large flathead catfish. Blue cats, on the other hand, you really have to do a lot of fishing around the Ohio River itself. They're not real common this far upstream.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons I kind of want to steer away from catfishing right now, I know we've had some good talks over the last year or so about catfishing, but there's something else that I think your site brings and that you bring to the world of fishing, which is just a pure love for getting out and fishing. Can you tell us how you got started fishing? Remember back to that first fish?
Yeah, actually, I do. It's with my grandpa. My grandpa was an avid walleye bass fisherman. Did his fair share of catting here and there, but you know, nothing really for trophy. I don't remember real clearly. I've seen plenty of the pictures. I was probably around 5 or 6. Took me to a small stream near this area, and I believe I caught a goldfish. Of all things, maybe it was a small carp, I'm not sure, but he was so proud of it, I was so proud of it, that we stuck it in a jar with water and brought it home and kept it till it kicked the bucket, but that's kind of what started it. And the trips to the lake area, the Great Lakes region, that I would take with him, that's kind of how it all got started. And then into my early teenage years, did some just fishing around the local lakes here, just kid stuff, you know. We would go catch bluegills all day just for the fun of it, or yellow-belly catfish, or small channel cats, just whatever would bite on a worm and a bobber. So it was something, you know, that's kind of how it really all got started. It was really something to pass the time that was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad you brought up that you went with your grandfather, because another thing that we've discussed over the last while is you have a young boy, right?
Yes, 6 years old.
And I see a lot of pictures of him out on that site, so obviously you guys have some good times together.
Tell us
about that.
Well, his fascination with it kind of all started probably around the age of 4. Me and my wife kind of term him the child with no fear, because he doesn't seem to be afraid of anything. But at the age of 4, he would reach in the live bait buckets of whatever kind of baits we were using, be it yellow-bellied catfish or bluegill or suckers or whatever, and he would pull fish out by hand and want to hand me bait. You know, he'd reach his hand, which is really funny because yellow-bellied catfish have really sharp, you know, horns on their side fins and on their dorsal fin. They could prick you pretty good, and it was real funny to see him shoulder deep in this bucket, you know, saying, here, fishy, fishy, ow, here, fishy, fishy, ow. You know, so it was real cute, but he had this this thing where he just wanted to always hold the fish. We'd get a big flathead up on the bank, and he would want to stick his hands in his mouth like Daddy does. And so we always had to kind of keep him away from there. But on around the age of 5 and 6, he wanted his own pole, and he's real proud to say he's setting his own hooks now and reeling in his own channel cats, and he loves to be on the boat. So.
Well, that's one of the things we preach here at Why Fish, is the whole Why Fish concept, you know, get out with the friends and family. And I'm sure it means something to Dad to take a 6-year-old out and watch him do that, even if it's only playing in the bait bucket, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's great, because I mean, you know, with so many things that kids can get into these days, and the way that parents do work, and of course, you know, I'm sometimes a 6 to 7 day work week kind of dad. When you do get a chance to spend time with your kids, you know, it's healthy. And it's fun, and it's something everybody can get into, and it keeps them away from, you know, some of the bad things that kids can get into these days. And it's, you know, it teaches healthy habits, and it teaches conservation and respecting the land and nature. And you know, it's a wonderful thing to teach children.
You said pretty much everything I was going to have for my next question of what is he hopes to gain from being out fishing with mom and dad. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, he's been talking pretty seriously about getting his own catfish pole. Of course, I'm not so sure how he would cast a bait caster, but...
What exactly does he weigh?
He's about 43 pounds.
So, one good flathead and it's goodbye.
Yeah, he, as a matter of fact, his first catfish of last year was a 5-pound channel cat. Big white-head male. And I had set the hook on that one for him and handed the pole off to him. And as he was fighting this fish, he kept scooting closer and closer to the edge of the water. And he was saying, Dad, help me, Dad, help me. But so I just kind of held onto his shoulders, and he pulled it in. But I'm hoping to at least let him hold a couple of flatheads this year if he doesn't get a chance to catch any.
How long's it going to be before your daughter gets out with you?
Me and my wife were just talking the other day. She turned 6 months old yesterday. And we were talking the other day about how funny it would be to get a picture of her riding on the back of a flathead. That would be really cute.
You send me the video for that one. I want to put it on my website.
But my wife, you know, my wife had no interest in fishing whatsoever before she met me. And going out with me and my captain partner, Daryl, she just really started having a good time. And she's kind of our bait lady. She loves to catch the bait more than she does sit around and just wait for the cat bite. But she's got her fair share of some flatheads, and she does really well. I'm real proud of her.
How long has she been fishing then, if she started with you?
Let's see. Oh, she's probably been into it about 4 years now.
Okay, so she's a relative newcomer, kind of like myself then.
Yeah, she's really picked up quick. As a matter of fact, earlier we were talking about flatheads, and I gave her a little quiz, and she got 4 out of 5, so she did real well.
Well, that sounds good. So, Bill, is there anything you'd like to mention to bring some of our listeners to check out Big Cat Diaries before we sign off for this episode?
It's www.bigcatdiaries.com. We have a full photo section where you can send your photos to me. I get them up on the website ASAP. I want everyone to be able to display their catches to the world, whether it's a 2-pound channel cat or a 60-pound flathead. The size doesn't matter. Trophy fish is really all in your heart. If you had fun doing it and you had a good time and you made memories, that's all that counts. If you're looking for information on catfish, you know, stop by. We have some real nice T-shirts that we sell, we have a section where you can submit your own articles, and we'd love to have you along for the ride. We're ranked real high in the top 100 catfishing websites, I believe 13 with our last rank. So stop by and check us out, and hope to hear from a lot of your listeners.
Well, that sounds great. It was great to have you, and I think I want to bring you back for another show and talk about flatheads, because it seems you know about the flatheads, and we just don't have them up here in the North Country. So will you come back for another show?
Sure.
Great. Well, we'll talk to you again. And that's going to do it for this episode of Why Fish. Be sure to log in and send us an email to contest@whyfish to win that Trophy Cat Adventures day trip. And until then, I'm Brad. Other Brad will be back soon. And good fishing to you.
Mama gonna cook her in the short bread. Tell you been fishing all the time. I'm gonna fish in too. I bet your life, loving wife, get more fishing you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I would like to say. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm gonna fish in. Yes, I'm gonna fish in. I'm gonna fish in too.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with Brad and Brad from why-fish.com. Why Fish Radio was produced by Absolute Net Radio. Find us on the web at absolutenetsolutions.com.